I have three stories about cities, countries, areas who are giving away stuff for free, but interesting stuff that you would never even have imagined. So, and one of them you need to know about because it starts Monday and it probably affects a lot of people listening right now. All right. So the first one is New York is passing a law that offers free Wi-Fi to any building with 10 or more apartments because internet is now seen as a utility like electricity, heat, water, a necessity, something that must be provided by your landlord.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't have to steal it no more.
Nope. Nope.
Wow.
You don't have to pay for it anymore either. Yeah, you don't have to pay for it.
That's going
to
be huge.
That is going to be huge, especially in New York, because I guess they were saying that they had done a statistic about like literally tens of thousands of New Yorkers don't have Wi-Fi because either they can't afford it or the building is so old, it's not wired for it or whatever the situation is. And I guess they're saying now like that's a necessity. You can't not have Wi-Fi in this world. I mean, think about all the things that are on apps. Mm-hmm. I mean, your phone, even like dialing 911 if you have an emergency. I mean, if you cannot afford Wi-Fi, you definitely don't have a landline, but you probably have a cell phone. So you better have a good data plan if there's no Wi-Fi. You know what I mean? So that's,
well,
I think that's going to be awesome.
Because Japan has Wi-Fi everywhere you go and it's free. You can even they have full five bars on the subway. I mean, everywhere you go in Japan, they have Wi-Fi. So it's taken us this long to catch up with them.
You might need to move to Spain, my friend, because they're doing something really cool right now.
I don't
now.
Even know where that is.
Spain, it's a country.
Is that near France?
It's actually not too far.
I don't know where France is.
It's in Europe.
Okay.
Oh, so, yeah. Across the pond, over the water. Anyway, so they're having a problem there that a younger population are not getting jobs. You know how like if you're 19, 20 years old, there's entry level positions and jobs like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those jobs are not being filled because apparently in Spain, a lot of kids after school or didn't go to school, whatever it is, moved home and they're living with their parents. So there's no incentive for them to make their own money and get an apartment and move out and keep the economy going. So Spain is now giving kids $289 a month. Every month you will get a check for that to put towards your rent if you move out of your parents' house.
Oh, send that to my oldest son right now.
Okay.
Send that to him and say, look, you can move to Spain. Hey, screw it. Send it to both my kids while you're at it. Just go ahead and put both of them in there and just say, there's no reason. I just thought I should send you this.
Get Love your Cooper. Youngest ready for when you're ready to kick them out.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And finally, the other free thing that's going on that is actually really cool and it might affect some of our listeners. Starting Monday, McDonald's is going to be giving away breakfast meals to teachers around the country for free. All you have to do is walk in, show a work ID to prove you work for a school or you're a teacher of some kind. And it's called a thank you meal and it's on them. It starts Monday.
So is it one breakfast sandwich or what is it?
It's like a breakfast happy meal. Yeah. And it's free for teachers starting Monday.
Could
Pretty
I
cool.
be a teacher?
You need a work ID. You need to prove that you're a teacher. Yeah. You need
they
like
believe
your.
Believe that I actually teach people.
You that's teach nobody.
That's the problem.
No. Yeah. You do the opposite. You actually suck knowledge. You make people dumber. Just being around you, somehow people just get dumber.
They lose brain cells.
They lose brain cells. So you actually have to go and like give McDonald's food.